International musicians and dancers will be performing the Islamic opera Leila and Manjoon at the Dartmouth Hopkins Center this weekend. The show originates from Central Asia and tells the story of two star-crossed lovers. But before the world-class performers take the stage tonight, they stop by Windsor Middle School to bring a cross-cultural music workshop to the students. VPR's Rebecca Sinanis has the story.
In the music room of Windsor Middle School, students were thrilled to miss their regular fourth period classes. Instead, they're equipped with their instruments and voices, learning from the performers of the Silk Road Ensemble. The ensemble will be performing with the Mark Morris Dance Company in the production of Leila and Majnoon at the Hopkins Center this week. The group was started by the famous cellist Yo-Yo Ma, with the intention of weaving together musical traditions from a variety of cultures. Shane Shanahan, one of the musicians, tells captivated Vermont students about the power of music to connect.
I think music reaches everybody on some level, and it's different music for different people, but there's always some connection to music, and I think it helps people feel like they're home. And when they travel, they bring their music with them. It's something that's familiar, and something that allows them to tap into a positive feeling.
Josh Epstein is one of the seventh graders at Windsor Middle School. He plays the pocket trumpet. At the workshop, he learned,
you can listen to music through hearing, and you can learn how to play music through just listening to other people play.
On a different stage in Hanover, the Mark Morris Dance Company will join the Silk Road Ensemble in their performance of Leila and Majnoon starting this evening. Here's Mark Morris, the choreographer and director of the show, talking about the plot.
It's a series of poems originally about a pair of people who fell in love very, very young and were separated for various familial and cultural reasons. And these two never met again. And so their love isn't just a personal one, but representative in the Sufi tradition of all-consuming, eternal love.
Morris says the ancient poems and stories the show is based on are well known in Islamic cultures throughout Persia and Southeast Asia, but not in Western cultures. But he also says the show doesn't have a thesis or a particular lesson he's trying to teach.
There are outreach programs where we're giving historical referential points of view so people can understand something further. But the piece itself is absolutely not any kind of political or, from my angle, religious point of view at all, except that that's the culture that it comes from. It's complete in itself, and it's very, very beautiful.
The performances will take place at the Hopkins Center in Hanover Friday and Saturday. For VPR News, I'm Rebecca Sinanis in Norwich.